Soulmate. It is not your purpose or your divine destiny on this earth to find and spend the rest of this lifetime with your soulmate. In fact, the odds against it are astronomical. Please don't let it discourage you that the overhyped, over-romanticized search for your soulmate is a futile expectation. Let it ease your mind. It's wrenching to hear clients take on a whole added level of sorrow during a divorce by believing they've been rejected by their soulmate, as if a genuine soulmate would be capable of rejection. Or clients, even ones with successful marriages, telling me that their life's greatest failure was in never having found their soulmate. Or clients in abusive relationships who stay because the constant emotional intensity feels to them like the passion only a soulmate could inspire. The word soulmate gets mistaken for everything from infatuation to lust to an excuse for stalking, obsession, and domestic violence. Once you understand what a true soulmate is, you'll stop putting so much unnecessary pressure on yourself. We're each created with spirits that have both male and female aspects, and we live lifetimes as both genders. I've never met anyone with more than 4 or 5 incarnations who's always been male or always been female every time they came here. At the same moment we're created, an identical twin spirit is created with us. That identical twin spirit's male and female aspects are essentially mirror images of our own. And that identical twin spirit is our soulmate. Our soulmate is not the other half of us, any more than we're the other half of our soulmate. I am not half a person, neither are you. There are people who complement me, who have some qualities I didn't happen to choose this time around, and vice versa. But trust me, and I say this on your behalf as well as my own, with those people or without them, I always have been and always will be a whole 100% complete person. Why would you or I spend 1 minute, let alone a lifetime, looking for another half that doesn't exist and that we 100% complete people would find useless? During our lives on the other side, we share a closer bond with our soulmates than with any other spirits, as identical twins would, but we're certainly not joined at the hip. We pursue separate friendships, separate interests, separate work and studies, and above all, our own separate identities. With our soulmates, we enjoy a rare, singular connection, free, unconditional love, liberated and liberating, with that innate, unspoken spirit intimacy only identical twins truly understand. Like all spirits on the other side, both we and our soulmates can choose when, if, and how many times we want to incarnate for another trip to Earth. We make these decisions separately for our own very specific reasons. And don't forget, in the context of eternity, we leave home and come back again in the blink of an eye. So, all things considered, what are the chances of our soulmates even being here on Earth at the same time we are? And why would either of us bother to coordinate our travel plans since we're together as often as we want on the other side? Not to mention the odds against the two of us incarnating in the same general age range, enough geographical proximity for us to run into each other somewhere along the way, and the gender of preference for the two of us to become a couple, which seems to be the top priority of the whole soulmate myth. So please, stop setting yourself up to fail by looking for someone who's undoubtedly not even here at the moment. Please stop clinging to a bad relationship and a misguided devotion to a soulmate who's making you miserable, a contradiction in terms if ever there was one. Please don't devalue a potentially lovely relationship because it doesn't give you that soulmate feeling. Please don't believe that there's only one person among the population of 6 billion or so on this earth that you're destined to be with. And please don't go through life resentful or discouraged because your soulmate never showed up or cheated on you or treated you terribly or left you. I feel very safe in saying that your soulmate, your identical twin spirit, is probably doing exactly what mine is right now, having a blissfully joyful time on the other side, planning a welcome home party.